Territory. We are grateful to be on Cree, Dene, Saulteaux, Métis, Blackfoot, and Nakota Sioux territory, specifically the ancestral space of the Papa Chase Cree. These nations are our family, friends, faculty, staff, students, and peers. As members of the University of Alberta Students Union, we honor the nation-to-nation treaty relationship. We aspire for our learning, research, teaching, and governance to acknowledge and work towards the decolonization of Indigenous knowledges and traditions. So welcome to another meeting of Students' Council. The next meeting of Students' Council will take place on Tuesday, June 13th at 6 p.m. right back here in Council Chambers. We also had a resignation of a member of Council from the Faculty of Engineering. There's a resignation letter that's been attached as information item one. Also, GovCamp is this weekend, so should be a good weekend for all. A couple other things, I guess. I haven't set up the live stream for this meeting, but I should have it running for the next meeting of Students' Council, at least in the form we were using last year. I think CAC has made some good progress in that department in terms of what discussion's been had and what's going to become of the live stream, but nothing concrete has been kind of decided yet, so until that's done, I'll just use the old system until we decide that that's the best system to use, or use Facebook or whatever it is that CAC decides on. So, also, item 7A has been withdrawn because it was approved at CAC, so there's no need to approve it at Council. Council was unaware CAC is able to make changes to Council Standing Orders, so they made that change. So that change has already basically been approved. That's it. So right after we do attendance, we'll actually quickly jump over to the late additions to deal with one of the nominations that was provided by Vice President Patches. And then I'm not sure if the Vice President is interested in moving item 7B from the late additions onto the main agenda. So
I would.
For the WISC Student Refugee Administration Board.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll move that over as well. And then we'll take attendance and then we'll go from there. All right, so President Bannister.
Here.
Vice President Scott.
How's it?
Vice President Larson.
Here.
Vice President Patches.
Here.
Vice President Ushakov.
Here.
Governor Sundari.
Here.
Councillor Lefferson. Councilor Chu?
Here.
Proxy for Councilor Gitta is here.
Roger.
Councilor Hassan?
Here.
Councilor Piasecki?
Here.
Councilor Wilson?
Here.
Councilor Chen? Proxy for Councilor Lilo?
Here.
Councilor Swain? Councilor Palandet?
Here.
Councilor Howell?
Here.
Councilor Ferris?
Here.
Councilor Thibodeau?
Here.
Councilor Eddie Wong? Councilor Kanawi?
Here.
Councilor Sorensen? Councilor Hamid?
Here.
Councilor Brophy?
Here.
Councilor Christensen?
Here.
Councilor Sunday?
Here.
Councilor Britteroli?
Here.
Councilor Flannan?
Here.
Councilor Kwan?
Here.
Councilor Howie?
Here.
Councilor DePinto?
Here.
Councilor Mahal?
Yeah.
Councilor Kim?
Here.
Councilor Jones?
Here.
Councilor Rachel Wong?
Here.
Councilor Choi?
Here.
And I'm here. Gentleman who is not. All right, one last thing before we get into the nomination from the late additions. If for some reason you have not been receiving any emails from the council listserv, please let me know. I think there were about 3 emails sent in the last 24 hours. So if you didn't receive any of those emails with the order papers, with the late additions, or with the CAC agenda, please let me know as soon as possible so we can get you on that mailing list and get those items to you when you need them. So we'll go to 7A from the late additions. Patches moves to nominate one member of Students' Council to the Finance Committee. Is there a seconder for this motion? President Bannister, Vice President Patches, would you like to provide an introduction?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So we had a bit of resignation from the Finance Committee, so we have an open seat on the Finance Committee for a councillor, and I welcome nominations. Finance Committee meets on Council Mondays at 6 p.m., and meetings usually don't take any more than an hour. The committee works, its technical responsibilities fall within the administration of the dedicated fee units on campus, like the Landing and CGSR and the Gateway, as far as the funding they receive from students. They also oversee Students' Union Awards, as well as this year they have an interesting challenge in that the committee will be tackling the Access Fund and the way that the fee is structured. So we're having a lot of great discussions and high-level discussions there. The committee functions as a bit of a, number one, a board to actually create this, and then later in the year it creates the budget, but also number two, it is essentially and pretty much the student connection to the finances of the university, of the Students' Union. So I'll often bring questions that our staff and myself will have about different financial matters, such as the Access Fund is a great example. We had a discussion just yesterday about what do you think students would think of this and what do you think the best road forward is. So great committee, and I would like to welcome any questions or nominations. Thank you.
Are there any questions for Vice President Patches before we get into nominations? Yes, Councilor Howe.
Who are the current members?
Hold on. I'm gonna pull the list up so I don't miss anybody. That's the worst thing I can do. We have Councillor Federoli, Councillor Palandat, Councillor Hall, Councillor Mahal, Vice President Ushakov, Councillor Thibodeau, and Councillor Lilo, and myself.
Are there any other questions for Vice President Patches? Seeing none, are there any nominations for the Finance Committee? Yes, Councilor Howie.
I would like to nominate myself.
Thank you very much, Councilor Howie. Are there any further nominations for the Finance Committee? Seeing none, congratulations, Councillor Howie. So we'll jump back over to the main agenda. We'll go on to presentations, which there are none. So we'll go into executive committee reports. Do any members of the executive wish to make a report? President Bannister.
Hi everyone, hope everyone's having a good summer, enjoying the weather. Vice President Larson and I just got back from our provincial and federal advocacy weeks. The only thing that I was not able to include in my report, which happened, is that I was selected, or I guess elected, to be on a committee of CASA, the Canadian Alliance of Students Associations. So I'll be a member on the Internal Relations Committee. So that does a bunch of governance stuff, and I'm excited about it because the CASA's strategic plan is coming up for renewal this year, and that committee will be integral in creating this new strategic plan for the coming years. So that's another committee that's on my plate, but I'm very happy to represent UASU at that platform.
Thank you very much. Are there any other members of the executive who wish to make a report? Vice President Scott.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. So I have a couple things that I want to bring to Council's attention. I have not gotten back from any fun trips. See, hold down the fort. But some things that have come up. So one big thing that came up over the last week, there was some proposed changes to the Modern Language and Cultural Studies program that are kind of coming down the pipeline. I will be seeing it at GFC level pretty soon. I can talk a bit more offline, but basically they're redesigning what the program looks like, so arts counselors might be interested in learning a bit more about what this may look like. I know it's on OASIS's radar, but just so council's aware, there are some pretty big changes to what that program will be. Also, I couldn't remember if we had, I'm pretty sure it was right before the last council meeting that was canceled, but the Peter Lougheed Leadership College, the McKinnon report, so the report reviewing the PLC was released. So that's on the UA's blog, the Quad. I know the Gateway recently released an article on it. But if you also have any questions about that, feel free to let me know. I didn't interview today, so that should be coming from the Gateway fairly soon. I also had the opportunity to participate in the Distinguished University Professor Selection Committee. So the DUP is like the super big award for professors who excel in research, service, and teaching, and so it was passed along to me that we should encourage our professors to be applying for some of these awards, especially I think as council we could take a bit of initiative in bringing it up. There's a lot that may or may not get applications at all, so I think it's a great way for us to take some initiative and see, recognize really good teachers. GWA also met yesterday for our first meeting, so I'm excited for that to get off the ground. Gut Week is coming, it is happening, get ready. And then one last thing that I wanted to propose to Council or talk about.
Thank you very much, Councillor Vice President. Sorry, Vice President Scott. Unfortunately, your 2 minutes have elapsed.
Yeah. Ask some good engineers later.
But I'm sure someone can ask you during question period. Vice President Ushakov.
Hey guys, hope you guys are having a great summer so far. So Vice President Patterson, I just got back from Montreal from the Student Care Conference. There's a lot of really great sessions, and it was a really neat opportunity to collaborate with many other students' unions and learn about all the programs that they're doing. So we had a lot of stuff that we would like to take back, and we're going to talk over and kind of see if we can integrate throughout the year. And if any of you guys wanted to come talk health and dental with me, definitely approach me. I'd love to go down that road. One of the other things I want to really emphasize is the Residence Life Task Force report came out. And it's super important. I really encourage you guys to read it. There's a lot of really neat recommendations for the following years to make our residence life better here on campus. If you have any questions or want to chat about that, my office hours are tomorrow from 3:30 to 4:30, so come see me.
Thank you very much. Vice President Patches.
I'll do a very brief oral report here. I'd just like to highlight one item on my written report. In that, so this summer we are undergoing planning for some renovations at Room at the Top. Exciting, I'm super excited about it. So I just wanted to make a call to council that if anyone has any initial thoughts or feedback or anything they'd like to see in one of either the space or the offerings, please don't hesitate to contact me. We're in the planning stages right now, so it's the perfect time to receive that feedback. So I'd like to welcome any feedback on that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vice President Patches. Vice President Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I will try and be brief as well. A few big things that are mentioned in my report. I have been elected the Council of Our University Students Chair.
Oh, thank you.
Barnsley means that on occasion I'll be asked to represent all students from all five institutions across Alberta, and as well as
us.
So it'll be a very cool opportunity. We'll get a lot more information out of it as it goes. And I had my first sit down with the executive director today, and everything seems to be moving along quite smoothly. Quite happy with our agenda for the next month. We should have our priority set by the end of July. As far as that, we did go to the president over to CASA today. It was quite fantastic. Another fun piece of information for CASA is now we represent students from across all of Canada because Quebec has signed on in a partnership agreement. So their provincial advocacy group has signed on with CASA, so that means that we get to represent students from all different backgrounds, which is quite amazing. So it should be a great year for federal advocacy. The ESA, the Edmonton Student Alliance, elected their new chair recently as well. Thank you to, I guess it would be board member Sondari for changing that over. That was fantastic as well. Looked really, really happy to see our new chair, Barton from across the river, at McEwen in that role, and she has been fantastic thus far. Next up is there's a few things to keep an eye out as far as the external stuff going on. There's plenty of leadership races going on federally. There's all sorts of movement here in Alberta as far as politics go. Keep an eye out, keep an ear open for anything that comes up as far as politics go. We'd love to hear about it, and I can't see it all the time. So let me know if you have any information. Aside that, I'm very excited. Happy to be back in the office. I've been gone for a lot. I get to hang out with my cat a little bit more, and all of you even more smart. Even more than that. But anyway, thank you so much, and let's get going.
Thank you very much, Vice President Larson. That concludes Executive Committee Reports. So we'll move on to Board and Committee Reports. We'll go in alphabetical order according to committees. So we'll start with the Audit Committee.
All right, thank you. So yes, the Audit Committee is divided up who will be auditing which FAs and RAs this year, and we're looking forward to hearing from the various FAs and RAs about with their various budget receipts that we can look through it and actually audit them all, hopefully as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councillor Brophy will go next to Councillor Christensen for an update on Bylaw Committee.
Thank you. Bylaw Committee met for the first time last week and started our planning process for the year. This year, not as much exciting stuff to date, but the first bill is coming forward as Bylaw begins to fulfill its new mandate. On that topic, if there's any ideas for things that people want changed this year, please do approach me. Either by email or in person. There's always the summer is the best time to talk to me about things, and we can plan out a way to get your legislative change done. So yeah, let me know. And the only other thing is next week we're having a kind of combined CAC bylaw meeting to work through the standing order changes, which I think are going to be quite robust. So if you want to come, I'll be disseminating that to the entire council listserv so that all of you are aware.
Thank you very much, Councillor Christensen. We'll go next to Councillor Sunday for an update on the Council Administration Committee.
Besides the information found in my chair report, I just wanted to say that CAC has chosen three potential options for council payroll. We're looking for input from council, though. So during the council recess, please come see me and I'll show you the three options that we decided. Most likely, the option that gets the most votes or the option that gets the warmest feedback from councillors will be chosen. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Sunday. We'll go next to Vice President Patches for an update on Finance Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Finance Committee met, got a time down and met yesterday, and we've talked about, we had a couple things. We specifically went on we talked about awards, and we actually were able to create a new award this year for the student under the as part of the Student Union Awards Program. As part of the tenant agreements with each tenant in the food court, they actually are required to provide funding for an award. So this year, with TFC being in there for with this year being the first full year, they were required to provide one. So we required the TFC. We created the TFC Empowerment Award, $1,500 for an involved student. We also appointed three counselors to the Awards Adjudication Committee, and I want to do a special shout out to them. Thank them for putting their names forward, and that was Councillor Howell, Councillor Hallandan, and Councillor Wheel. Special shout out to them. And then we also had, like I mentioned in the nomination, a high-level discussion about the access fund fee and how it's structured and what the purpose of the fund is and how important it is on a high level of the university campus. And we'll be going more in-depth into that conversation as the summer progresses.
Thank you very much, Vice President Patches. We'll go next to Vice President Scott for an update on the nominating committee.
Yeah, so nominating committee has yet to meet, but we will have our first meeting tomorrow. So that's very exciting.
Thank you very much, Vice President Scott. We'll go next to Councillor Howie for an update on the policy committee.
All right, thank you. So policy committee met about 3 weeks ago. Our schedule is a little weird because of the holiday, but we will be meeting again next Monday, June 5th. In the past meeting, we divided up all of the renewals. There are 9 renewals this year. There are also 9 members of this committee. Everyone is doing one renewal. It worked out very well. But yeah, there's a ton of stuff that we're going to be looking at this year. And then on top of those renewals, we're also revisiting a couple of policies. So if there is almost any political policy that you're interested in, it's almost certainly up for renewal, and we would love to have your input for that. So again, it's going to be June 5th at 6:30 p.m. If you're interested in coming and having some perspective on different policies. So yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Councillor Howie. We'll go next to Governor, Board of Governors, Representative Sundari.
All right, so May has been quite a busy month for the board. We've had a board dinner, there's been 2 meetings, one board meeting and a special meeting that was called to talk about the budget, as well as a board health and safety, health and environment committee meeting, as well as a university relations committee meeting, which is coming up on Thursday. Now, the big highlights there for board safety, health, and environment, we're talking about the Healthy University Strategic Plan, as well as the sexual violence policy and procedure. So we approved that at the committee level, that's coming to the board. Next meeting, which should be coming around pretty quick. At our big meetings, we've had a discussion around the audit financials, as well as a review of the 2017 Comprehensive Institutional Plan, which is what the university submits to the Minister of Advanced Education every year. So it's been quite a busy month. The University Relations Committee is coming up on Thursday. I'll let you know how that goes as soon as that comes in. And on Thursday as well, the University of Alberta is having a TRC Memorandum of Agreements, or Memorandum of Understanding signing that's happening in Quad. It's 7 a.m. or 7:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. So hopefully you can all join me there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Governor Sundari. Are there any other members of any boards or committees who wish to make a report? Yes, Councillor Sunday, go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to say I was elected chair at the last meeting of the Aboriginal Relations and Reconciliation. I just wanted to inform everyone that all of the meetings of the Aboriginal Relations and Reconciliation Ad Hoc Committee are open, and I encourage you all to come. The next meeting of the committee is on May 31st at 6 p.m. in sub 0-48. Also, just a point of information, the TP raising ceremony occurred today outside of Gunman Hall. So for those new students who may have not seen the TP before, it is now up in the front of Pembina. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Sunday. We'll go next to Councillor Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Really quick update for FACRA, the First Alberta Campus Radio Association Board of Governors. We set a special general meeting for Thursday, June 22nd to discuss potential bylaw changes which need to go be approved before our annual general meeting, which is at the end of August. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Flanagan. Are there any other updates from any other board or committees? Seeing none, we'll close board and committee reports there, and we'll go into open forum. Are there any questions for open forum? Seeing none, we'll close open forum there, and we'll go into question period. So we'll start our first 15 minutes of question period with a written question from Councillor Jones. The question is on the late editions, and I'll read it out. I read the report that Vice President Patches put out for this week regarding the Meyer Horowitz renovation and noticed that it touched on washrooms. Mr. Speaker, my question for Vice President Patches is whether the possibility of all gender washrooms had been discussed, as currently the second floor of sub does not happen. Response came from Vice President Patches. Thank you for the question. See my response, my below response. An all-gender washroom has absolutely been incorporated into the plans for the Meyer Horowitz Theater renovations. There will be an all-gender washroom on the third floor of the renovations. Councilor Jones, did you want to follow up with Vice President Patches?
I'm good.
Perfect. All right, so are there any other questions for question period? We'll go to Councilor Brophy.
Yes, so, Vice President Scott, what was it that you were about to say before you ran out of time?
Vice President Scott, go ahead.
Wow, what an unexpected question. So what I was about to say before I ran out of time, so I met this week with Dean Fraser Forbes, and so he's the Dean of Engineering, and it's come to his attention that there is some issues around the terms we use for our counselors when it comes to specifically professional programs and specifically the title Engineering Counselor. And so APEGA has highlighted this. APEGA is the accreditation board for engineers in Alberta. And APEGA takes issue because they believe it implies that engineering counselor implies that they are a professional engineer, which is in contravention of the Act. So the dean approached me to see what council's thoughts were, what my thoughts were. I've been working with Rebecca from Discover Governance to see kind of what our possible solutions are. So I encourage you all to please ask more questions if you want to know information or get your opinion across. But they're suggesting that we formally change what we call our counselors, but that's not what we necessarily have to do. There is some wiggle room we can have that conversation with the PEGA. But that's what I wanted to talk about. And also feel free to talk to me offline if you prefer.
Thank you very much, Vice President Scott. President Bannister.
Sure. I have two questions, so can you put me back on the list? My first question is to Councillor Sunday. Can you describe the options of the different council apparel that we will be, like, are they hoodies or cardigans or sweatpants or cardigans or, you know, or scarves or hats or cardigans? I don't know. So, there you go.
Councillor Sunday, go ahead.
Well, thank you for the question. Two of the options are jackets, and one of them is a hoodie style. We also discussed the option of councillors buying their own hats. Hats were also an option, but yeah, there was no cardigans, unfortunately.
Tragic, I know. Just a reminder for all members of council, when asking questions, please direct them to the speaker. Please do not use the words like, I have a question for Councillor Sunday. Can you? That's all I have to say. Councillor Brophy.
So, question for Councillor Scott. I'm curious if APEGA said to him what the actual I'm curious if APEGA made an actual suggestion for what it could be changed to, or if it was just purely that it should change.
Vice President Scott, go ahead.
Thank you for the question. So APEGA has not, well, it did suggest, I'll backtrack. I don't think APEGA did research into, one, how our student council is different than faculty, in terms of like the student union governance versus university governance, and I think that's why they approached the dean. I also don't think they looked into our bylaws to see that we don't, as far as I'm aware, we don't actually have an official like title for counselors, and so it's kind of just been common practice for counselors to say like I'm the engineering counselor or faculty of engineering counselor. They proposed that we call it, I'm just trying to find what they had said. It was something along the lines of like faculty of engineering counselor. Yes.
Thank you very much, Vice President Scott. We'll go to President Bannister.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is for Vice President Scott. So, Mr. Speaker, I was wondering if the Vice President could please explain if Council is currently breaking any rules or if we're completely in the right with our current state of being. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the question and the way it was structured, President Bannister. We'll go to Vice President Scott. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you again for the question. So I've been working with Rebecca from Discover Governance to kind of look into the acts that we are contravening.
And from our interpretation, it does not appear that we are. In the letter that came from APEGA, they cited a section that referred to a stamp, like an engineering stamp, not even the title, like the right to use the title engineer. And beyond that, if we were to be in contravention of that section, we would have to be implying that we are professional engineers. I would propose that I think we could do a bit of education around what we call ourselves in terms of like ensuring we don't, this goes into all professional programs, ensuring we don't end up implying on a job application or something that we are already professional engineers or professional lawyers or med students or so on. But as far as I can tell, we are not currently in contravention, in my opinion.
Thank you very much, Vice President Scott. Are there any further questions for question period? Seeing none, we'll close question period there. And we will move on to item 7B from the main agenda. Christensen Howie moved to approve the first reading of Bill Number 1, Elections Forums, on the recommendation of Bylaw Committee, based on the following first principles. Principles are listed on the screens in front of you and in the main agenda that was sent out. Councillor Christensen, do you want to introduce your motion? Please, go ahead.
So this is the first bill that was drafted by Bylaw Committee last week. It serves two purposes. One, as part of Bylaw Committee's mandate, we're to review DIE Board, the Discipline Interpretation Enforcement Board meetings before August of every year. And so we thought we'd get off to a start with that. And that addresses part, but not all, of this bill. The other parts are just kind of the second big thing is that forums currently for elections are not technically regulated under any of the elections bylaws. Only the Myra Horowitz form is actually mentioned in the bylaws, so this bill will seek to expand the regulations so that the CRO has actual rules that they can enforce to all forums that they choose to organize. Secondly, it will also create rules in Bylaw 2300, which governs the council election, to allow there to be, or not allow, but to also provide regulation with respect to forums. Generally, it's fairly straightforward, and I'm more than open to any questions.
Thank you very much, Councillor Christensen. Is there any debate on item 7B from the main agenda? Seeing none, we'll go to a vote. So the voting system should now be live. Again, those members, Councillor Christensen, seconded by Councillor Howie, move to approve the first reading of Bill Number 1, Elections Forums, on the recommendation of Bylaw Committee, based on the following first principles. Please vote. Voting will close in 3, 2, 1. So that motion carries with 31 in favor, 0 opposed, and 1 abstention. Would the abstention like to be noted? Vice President Scott, thank you very much. All right, so that motion carries. So, before we get into item 8A, we'll jump quickly back over to item 7B from the late editions. Pat just moves to appoint one member of Students' Council to the WUSC Student Refugee Administration Board. Is there a seconder for this motion? Go with Councillor Thibodeau, sorry. Vice President Patches, did you want to introduce your motion?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I have another nomination to a dedicated fee unit board. Just like last council meeting, the Students' Union is entitled to multiple seats on the administration boards of the dedicated fee units to have to oversee the usage of student dollars. And this one is for World University Services Canada, which is otherwise known as the Student Refugee Fund here at the University of Alberta. And this board oversees the student refugee program at the University of Alberta. So we pay, each student pays a very small amount of their tuition. I believe it's 40 cents or something along those lines. And it sponsors one refugee student to the University of Alberta every year. So this fund covers their essentially their living expenses, and then the university waives their tuition and the residence fees. And it's a great program, and this is a good way to get involved if this is something you're interested in. and I'd be, and as far as commitments, I'm not 100% certain on it. I haven't been able to touch base with the current chair quite yet this year because there's still a turnover. But from experience from last year, it's not very high level commitment, most once a month or once every couple month meeting. But I'd welcome any nominations. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vice President Patches. Are there any questions for Vice President Patches about this particular board or the position before we go into nominations? Seeing none, are there any nominations for the WUSC Student Refugee Administration Board? Yes, Councillor Mahal.
I'd like to nominate myself.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Councillor Mahal. Are there any further nominations? Seeing none, congratulations, Councillor Mahal. All right, so then we'll jump back over to the main agenda and we'll go to item 8A. Sunday moves to appoint a member of Students' Council to the Council on Aboriginal Initiatives. Is there a seconder for this motion? Vice President Scott. Councillor Sunday, did you want to introduce your motion?
Yes,
please. Go ahead.
Okay, so the Council on Aboriginal Initiatives is made up of different parts of the university. There's a few deans that sit on it, the provost, counselors or chancellor scholarly, a few student groups, and it meets for as for time commitment, it meets very infrequently. So the time commitment, there's not really a heavy one. They meet maybe every few months. Yeah, besides that, if you have any questions, don't be afraid to ask.
Are there any questions for Councillor Sunday before we get into nominations? Seeing none, thank you very much, Councillor Sunday. Are there any nominations for the Council on Aboriginal Initiatives? Yes, Councillor Sunday.
I'd like to nominate myself.
Thank you very much, Councillor Sunday. Are there any further nominations for the Council on Aboriginal Initiatives? Seeing none, congratulations, Councillor Sunday. All right, so I believe that is the tail end of all the items. There are a bunch of information items. If you have not already read them, I highly suggest you do, especially the Executive Committee reports. There's tons of good information in those reports, and you can grill them at the next meeting of Students' Council and extend question period like six times because you have so many questions, especially for Vice President Larson.
Why
me? Oh, you've got that look in your eye. All right, with that, we'll quickly take attendance, and then we'll let you all on your way. So we'll start with President Bannister.
Here.
Vice President Scott.
Here.
Vice President Larson.
Here.
Vice President Patches.
Here.
Vice President Ushakov.
Here.
Governor Sundari.
Here.
Councillor Lefferson. Councillor Chu.
Here.
Councillor, proxy for Councillor Gitta.
Yes, here.
Councillor Hassan.
Here.
Councillor Piasecki.
Here.
Councillor Wilson.
Here.
Councillor Chen. Proxy for Councillor Lilo.
Yes.
Councillor Swain. Councillor Palandet.
Here.
Councillor Howell.
Here.
Councillor Ferris.
Here.
Councillor Thibodeau.
Here.
Councillor Eddie Wan. Councillor Kanawi.
Here.
Councillor Sorensen.
Here.
Councillor Hamid. Councillor Brophy.
Here.
Councillor Christensen.
Here.
Councillor Sunday.
Here.
Councillor Brunaroli. Councillor Fleming.
Here.
Councillor Kwan.
Here.
Councillor Howie.
Here.
Councillor DePinto.
Here.
Councillor Mahal.
Here.
Councillor Kim.
Here.
Councillor Jones.
Here.
Councillor Rachel Wong.
Here.
Councillor Choi.
Here.
I'm here. The general manager is not. Meeting adjourned at 6:38 p.m. Thank you.
accent changed their monthly skill? Like, they picked it up to you that it's really hard to make it. So, like, the thing is that Dashers for Dashers, those happen changes.
Yeah. I'd like to bring this up to Ben, is that I'm trying to work on directorship for the fall term. Like, you know, like, okay, it's like pretty much like what I meant by directors is like pretty much volunteers are people who's like tasked to like help like an executive in like what
yeah.
So pretty much like, for example, I always talk to Rowan about it, but I need him for like, for example, I'm trying to make him director of student arts conference. So he's pretty much gonna try to help me with like all the student committees as a faculty needs to help him with. So I need though to run it through Ben, because I also need someone for corporate relations, like getting sponsorships and stuff. No, like exactly, right? It's because I was thinking about it, like it'd be really great if we could actually offer these top parts come fall. Yeah, but like, the only problem is that I don't know how to approach it. Like, I know, like, yeah, sure, there's purposes to like help me, but like, what tools are there that you can do? Because I'm not really a business major, for example.
It's pretty bad.
We need like.
I want to make that. I can take that off.
Yeah. We need something like for that. We need a few directors for policy and policy. To like be fast.
Yeah. That sort of thing. Big things to do is be like getting. We can do a big push around
We also need to get people involved for AGM.
Did you understand what
it's like AGM turnout?
Let me check off. Did you understand what
it's
like? That's not an exam.
So we need to get going with that, because like that's how it's gay. Like there's like British game last year, like it's pretty much over and like 500 people were showing up. So like the thing is that we need to do something about that, or we need to have a smaller particular. So like
it feels
less bigger and like pretty sparse and like not well attended. And like we also need like there's so many things I want to do. Like we need someone. My focus is trying to expand it, like establish it. And then we need someone to actually schedule executive meetings and stuff like that. Because like my problem is that Haika schedules like trying to schedule all the meetings. So like need someone for example like internal executive relationships.
Yeah, it's not
novel anyway.
Why are we talking about Pirates? Well, how much is it going to cost?
Like,
is it Tuesday?
Is it
Tuesday?
Yeah, it's Tuesday. 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 Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, well, it's not enough.
So it's really just making sense. But, I mean, you can...
So it would make sense, but it's like, any additional...
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what I said. So all additional meetings of finance committee, blah, blah, blah. And I would say, if you say all additional meetings, I'd say... It's so easy to say. So all additional meetings of finance committee, you can also include cancellation and I think this might be listed somewhere else, but you could say that at the first meeting of the following winter semester is when you would decide on those meetings. That's also nice to be moving on. That's all you like after.
Oh yeah.
After 10, basically, or like 11, basically.
That's all
you guys
what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry that that took actually so long to do.
No, it's all good. We were both walking like crazy busy.
Do you mind taking the webcam back with you? Are you going back to the office?
I was
going to
go to the bus.
Okay. Okay, if I put it in the council room, can you just take it to the office?
Yeah, I can grab it. Or is that where you usually put the council bag?
Yeah, I usually just put the council bag in 606.
Yeah, I can.
Or whatever.
It
okay.
Yeah, that's
perfect.
Easy. Enough. Okay.
Sweet. All right. All
right. Thanks for looking that over.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, have a good night.
You too.
I'm like barely on the chair.